I'm standing in Broadmoor with a view of the Superdome in the distance and the Andrew Wilson Charter School across the street. In front of me is a newly renovated home ready to be rented. It's
a beautiful, bright yellow and peach-colored elevated duplex with the original ironwork, a nice big porch, and a little yard.
Diana Searle is the director of program operations with the Broadmoor Development Corporation. The BDC's job is to make the Broadmoor neighborhood healthier. And one way they do this is by renovating homes.
Come on in.
This home belonged to a family who didn't want to return after the storm. The house made its way from the Louisiana Land Trust to the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority, and eventually to the Broadmoor Development Corporation.
Because we got the historic tax credits, we were able to keep a lot of the historic features. So this molding was original, the glass panel doors are original, the windows were all renovated and rehabbed. All the trim and the casework that you're seeing was original to the house. I think actually the floors are also original to the house. They were sanded and stained and buffed, and they look beautiful.
The house has two apartments, and they're both available for renters who make no more than 120% above the area median income.
With the school across the street, with Ochsner right down the road, this would be a great place for teachers or other school administrators.
Or nurses or medical assistants or first responders. In other words, it's for working people.
You know, part of the neighborhood goal is to stabilize the areas that have been historically weak.
Keith Johnson is the treasurer for the Broadmoor Development Corporation. He says on the other side of Napoleon Avenue in Broadmoor,
it's been very robust. Normal investors have come in, they've remodeled properties, they've brought beautiful historic homes back to their former glory, and people are living in them, and you know, life is great. On this side, it's been more challenging.
Diana Searle says after Katrina, when the Broadmoor Improvement Association put its goals and visions in writing, they created the Broadmoor Development Corporation to build back better than before.
So building back elevated off the ground so you mitigate your flood risk, building in a way that's environmentally conscious and sustainable so that the people who are living in these units are paying lower energy bills than another unit that you may lease down the street, both because that's been Broadmoor's intention post-Katrina, but also with the help of those federal dollars, that's a standard that we're required to meet.
Renovating this one house and getting it back into commerce is part of the Broadmoor Development Corporation's mission to increase the quality of life for existing Broadmoor residents by reducing blight and attracting new families who will live, work, and play in Broadmoor. They're small steps in the big job of New Orleans' comeback. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.